What is up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts, and very special guest. We love her. We absolutely adore when Laura Brandeo joins us this morning. Laura, good morning, and welcome to the Shred Show.
Good morning, Josh. Always a pleasure.
Oh my God, it's an honor. I mean, just the conversation you and I were having, ladies and gentlemen, this is one you're going to want to crank up the volume. You're going to want to tune in. You're going to want to share this one because me and Laura have so many great and fun things to talk about. And you may have noticed the title of this episode is The Truth. We're going to get into the down the nitty gritty of being honest, being true, communication, and how critical it is right now. But before we get into all of that, first and foremost, as always, we appreciate you joining us live here today. And if you're joining us live right now, do us a favor, comment hashtag AFR. That means you're live with us here hanging out. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle because you're out there hustling, you're getting it done. But do us another favor, smash that like button, share it out, because Laura and I are about to dive into a lot of great information, and you're really going to love what we're talking about this morning. But Laura, there's a lot of things going on in our industry right now, a lot of craziness. And we titled this episode The Truth for a reason, because right now there's some miscommunication, some misinformation floating out in the atmosphere, in the industry right now. What are your thoughts on kind of everything that's going on right now?
Right. Well, Josh, you know, like we were just speaking about, right now, whenever people's anxiety or fear is at a higher level, which that's the case for everyone. I'm sorry, you're not human if you don't have some sense of fear or anxiety at this stage in the game. We all are. We're fearful for many reasons. But to couple that with what's going on in the world, we also have many questions happening within the mortgage industry. And when that happens, and for me, listen, I lived through the subprime meltdown. This is very reminiscent. I mean, I am looking at the similarities of what's going on of every day hearing another lender cutting a program or another lender that's struggling or, you know, not accepting loans or locks or all of that. This is almost like a repeat for a different reason this time, okay? And when these things happen, everybody is hungry for information. Hungry, okay? They're sitting at the edge of their seat trying to identify what's going to happen next. But what happens sometimes is that when you're not getting constant positive updates, you're looking to anyone that might be providing wrong updates. So the first word of caution is be careful where you're getting the information from, because sometimes, again, we're hungry for this information. When we don't find it coming direct from the source, sometimes we listen to people that don't actually know the correct information, and you're accepting it from them. So the first word of caution today is be careful where the information's coming from, because again, we're all sitting, now we're at home, right? Everybody's at home, nobody's going out, and we're not traveling, and we're not meeting people, and we're tuned into CNN, and we're tuned into anyone that is willing to share. But be careful who you're listening to, because that information may not actually be accurate. Now, here's the challenge to this. Here's the challenge. The challenge to this is now it's time for all of the leaders in our industry to share our voice and to provide that truth to our industry, because that's what the industry needs right now. They need to hear from us. It's time for all of us to put ourselves out there, whether we like it or not. There's many people out there that are not comfortable getting on front of the camera, is not comfortable doing it from their house. I think you just heard my dog bark. Yes, you're going to hear my dog bark. That's now I'm at home. So we might not be comfortable doing that, but we all need it as an industry to make sure that if we don't provide the correct information, it's very possible the wrong information will be provided.
which goes to us. So, I mean, you and I, before we kind of got on the live, we were even talking about a couple of examples, like even within our own organizations, within our own industry, there's a lot of miscommunication going on. You were sharing Jason Noble, who's a good friend of the show. You were telling me a little bit about a story that happened with him. Share that, because I think it's so, that's absolutely so relevant right now.
Absolutely. So we recently did make a change on my one-time close program that while all these shelter-in-place notices are happening all over the country, we decided that we wanted to take a pause on closing new ones. Now, with that, the program is secure. We're more than dedicated to the program. We're happy to be providing that program to the industry, and we're not changing any of that. But what we are doing is we're monitoring the ability to get permits, the ability for these builders to get supplies. There are some parts of the country, they can't get lumber. They can't get subcontractors that are willing to go out on sites. Now, other parts of the country, they have no problem. So it really all depends. Very hard to make decisions on a national level when it varies depending on the state, the county, the city. It's very hard to do that. So we decided the safest thing to do for everyone, for our families, for the contractors and builders, for everyone involved, is to just take a pause. When this gets lifted, we'll fund all those loans and those families, and everybody will be good. And the current projects that are happening are still progressing. So yesterday, the story to go back to Jason, when we were thinking about this, I immediately reached out to Jason even before we made the final decision, because he is my number one broker across the country doing this program. And last Friday, I reached out and I said, heads up, we're thinking of making a change, and I want to make sure that you are aware of every single thing I'm doing before anyone else knows. Of course, he appreciated that, because that's the partnership we have. And then this morning he called me, and I'm expecting him to call me to speak about a loan. That's not what he was calling about. He said, Laura, I was speaking to my account manager yesterday, and he told me that you're no longer underwriting or working on the one-time close loans. I said, well, Jason, that's not accurate at all. I said, where did you get that information again? He said, oh, your person internally mentioned it. I said, okay, I know what happened. We had a meeting yesterday that actually we decided to add some regular loans to my one-time close account manager pipeline, because of course we want them to continue to be able to work on loans, be able to fund loans. We want them to continue. The interpretation of that person was, well, that means I take these types of loans and stop working on them. That wasn't at all what was communicated, but it was communicated back. Perfect example that right now, because everyone is processing so much information and their anxiety level is higher than normal, our brains can only process a certain number of things at a time. So sometimes we hear one piece and interpret it another way. And that was a perfect example of that wasn't even an external situation. It was an internal situation. So once again, I challenge all of our leaders of our industries, every single person out there, make sure that you check things, you check your facts, you communicate with everyone to make it very clear what you're doing. Even though we're making very quick decisions, we have to. The market is changing faster than we can keep up with it. But we all need to get the messaging out to our internal and external partners together so that we can get past this.
Well, and I think that's it, is getting past this. You're not going to do it by yourself. You mentioned this, that we need each other right now more than ever. The collaboration, the fact checking, being able to rely on others. You and I were talking yesterday on a completely different conversation about how you as leaders got together and we're actually discussing and actually saying like, oh, you know what? Things are bad, but you know what? We can all come together. We can collaborate on ideas and we can help one another. And that's not just leadership. That's us as an entire industry being able to kind of calm those fears, which you and I talked about as well. Yes, there's some anxiousness going on. Yes, there's some fears. I talked about this on the show yesterday, but at the same time, we all need to kind of take a step back, relax, take a deep breath and like, hey, it's going to be okay. Like the world is not ending yet. We don't, we hope it won't, but like literally we need to have more of these conversations of like, you know what? Let's take a step back. Let's do some fact checking here and make sure this information I've heard, just because there is, from the coronavirus to things that are going on in the industry, there's so many different people just throwing out information, and who knows if it's true. Like there's conversations going around about the pandemic that I read one thing and then I'll read another thing and I'm like, so wait a minute, those are completely opposite. Which one is true? So right. You can't believe it or not, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. That's just not true. Like it's just
shocking,
right? Just shocking. So, which to me, so I want to talk about something. You mentioned this a minute ago, and you and I were kind of laughing about this, but at the same time, it's so true for us, is one of the ways that you can, you know, find enthusiasm, find energy, and kind of, I don't know, find something different within your life. You and I were talking about how you and I love to do videos like this. We love to do live. We love to share. If you guys don't follow Lara on her page, she does an incredible motivational Monday that I love tuning into. You're typically always in a new place. I know that might be a little tricky for you.
It's gonna be a little harder, Josh.
It's gonna be harder. She's gonna have to get a little bit creative within the house. She's gonna go from one room to the next room to the next room, but she's gonna find different unique places to do her motivational Monday. But this is something where you and I, we love to do video. Find things right now in these times that you get really excited about, that you find energy in, that you find excitement in. For you and I, it's doing video. It's doing things like this. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, totally agree. And I have to tell you, I was expressing to you that now that I don't leave my house anymore, I'm finding myself literally going to work all morning, noon, and night, going to sleep and coming back and going to work. I'm literally not even leaving any other time for anything else. And I mentioned that when I woke up this morning and I thought to myself, I know I'm going to be speaking to Josh today and we're going to have this conversation. That got me excited. That got me something different to look forward to. That's what I encourage everyone to do. Have something that you look forward to. It doesn't have to be video. It doesn't have to be this. Do whatever lights you up. Maybe you have always thought about starting a blog. Maybe you wanted to write that book. Maybe you used to play guitar and you gave it up and now you want to pick up the guitar and start singing and putting something up on YouTube, you know, to share with the world. Whatever lights you up, do it. Don't put it off and have something to look forward to.
You know, I couldn't agree more with that, Laura. And, you know, I've got a lot of messages recently or even comments on our videos. Actually, I just saw one that I'm going to ignore, but people are asking me like, hey, Josh, why don't you report on the markets more? Why don't you report on what's going on with interest rates in the Fed and this and that? And I'm like, guy, like, to be frank and to be honest, if you haven't watched my show, like in some of these comments, like that, number one, it's not my expertise. Number two, it's not my passion. Like, there are guys like Barry Habib and other guys who like, they're good at that. Like,
and I'm not, excellent job. Every video I watch it because it's so informative.
Me too. But this is a perfect example of what you were saying. Like, do what you love to do. I don't love talking about the markets. If I have Barry on the show and he's talking about them, great. If I have Laura on the show and she's talking about the things she's passionate about, awesome. And me and Laura may not even have the same passions, but that doesn't mean we can't have a phenomenal conversation. And just because I'm not the expert in one thing doesn't, like, I think right now, especially within our industry, Laura, is yes, there's a lot of chaos going on. And yes, the markets do affect a lot of our, you know, our jobs, our day-to-day, how we're helping people finance the American dream. But at the same time, like what you just said, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear it, you've got to go back and listen to what Laura just said. Find what you're passionate about. We hear the word passion. It's thrown around a lot now. Find what you truly like, what gets you out of bed, especially now that there's a lot of places that are, you know, on lockdown and you have to stay at home. What's getting you out of bed every single day? And Laura, I watch your videos. I've watched them from the very beginning, and it is so much fun to watch you do these Motivational Monday, because not only are they informational, not only are they motivational and inspirational, but you can tell, like, it is just this raw passion and this energy and this enthusiasm that you have when you do those Motivational Mondays. That's what gets you out of bed. This is what you love to do.
But that's a perfect example, Josh. So as the days run together, right, because you're not going anywhere, it's not like, oh, on Monday, or on Saturday, we're going to go see a soccer game, or, you know, on Saturday, we're going to go to a con. You're not doing any of that stuff anymore, right? So if I'm able to say, all right, let me think to myself, what can I do on Saturday? Where can I go? Where can we go within our constraints? And you're right. Maybe it's going to be a little more challenging to come up with a unique way to do it, but that's the fun. That's the whole fun part of it. And whatever that is for you, you're correct. Have something to look forward to. I was speaking to a girl yesterday and she said to me, I said, how are you dealing with having your 7-year-old son now doing schooling at home? And she's like, well, it took a lot to get used to. You know, I have to dedicate a certain amount of time to work with him and do his assignments and all that. And she said, and then every day we have 1 hour that we go in the backyard and we pick a different sport and we practice. She's like, today we're doing croquet. She's like, I don't know anything about that. She's like, but I Googled it. And I'm like, okay, we're going to figure out how to do this. And yesterday was soccer. And the day before that was hockey. And the day before that was basketball. She's like, and my son looks forward to that 1 hour in the backyard that we do that time together. There you go. That's something to look forward to.
You know, I think now more than ever, Laura, is spending time with family. I've had a lot of conversations with people recently where they've been able, my kids are at home. I've been able to spend some time with them. And it's finding those little things where we can find those enjoyable moments. And with all the doom and gloom and the chaos and the anxiety that's going on in the world, it's finding those little moments. I mean, this example that you just shared, finding those moments that we can have with our kids, with our family, like, now more than ever is really time to find, I don't want to say reignite. Hopefully you stay connected with your family and you spend time with them, but this just provides unique opportunities that we really can, like, we can find joy in no matter how crazy the world is, no matter how chaotic it may seem, there is always joy to be found in this world.
Yeah. And just remember, your children are watching. Your children are paying attention to everything you do and watching how you are reacting to this. So they are looking up to you that by being calm and by showing them, this is different. This is this period in time. It's not forever. It's this period in time. And creating that leadership again in your own household of showing them it's going to be okay. And we're going to look back at this and we're going to come through it. And we're going to have those memories as a family. So you're correct. Just remember, they're paying attention to everything you're doing.
On that, that is a mic drop right there. They are paying attention. They are listening. And it's not just in your own households, ladies and gentlemen. It's everything that you're putting out there. Stop putting out messages of fear and of anxiousness. Put out messages of hope, of inspiration. That's what Laura is doing so incredibly. These motivational Mondays, like I said, I know they inspire me. I do a lot of personal development, and even watching Laura, watching her enthusiasm and her passion for what she does inspires me to go out and be a better person and to do more. So Laura, thank you so much for joining us as always, sharing all the knowledge, sharing everything that you're doing. You are a leader. You're one of the people that we look to for inspiration in these times of disparity, in these times of anxiousness and chaos. You continue to bring a calm. You continue to bring just such a light in a dark time. So thank you so much for all that you do.
Right back at you, Josh. Thank you so much. Be well, everybody. Be safe.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we appreciate you and we love you. Now it's time to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you soon.